Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the Wikipedia page for Spork. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Victor Varnado, KSN.
And I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW, reminding you to subscribe. And in reality, my alter ego is, "Hi, my name's Katie," holds up Spork. "As you can see, I am very random."
What are you talking about?
I quoted an old copypasta, partially about sporks.
Okay. Spork. A spork is a form of cutlery and combination utensil taking the form of a spoon-like scoop with 2 to 4 fork-like tines. Spork-like utensils such as the terrapin fork, ice cream fork, have been manufactured since the late 19th century. Patents for spork-like designs date back to at least 1874. Sporks are commonly used by fast food restaurants, schools, prisons, militaries, backpackers, and airlines.
The word spork is a portmanteau of spoon and fork. It appeared in the 1909 supplement to the Century Dictionary, where it was described as a trade name and a portmanteau word applied to a long, slender spoon having at the end of the bowl projections resembling the tines of a fork. The word spork was later registered as a trademark in the US and the UK.
Note that a utensil with a fork on one side and a spoon on one side is also called a spork.
I don't approve.
It is also called a spork.
Nope, I won't call it one. History. In the US, patents for sporks and proto-sporks have been issued. A combined spoon, fork, and knife closely resembling the modern spork was invented by Samuel W. Francis and issued U.S. Patent 147,119 on February 3, 1874. Other early patents predating the modern spork include U.S. Patent 904,553 for a cutting spoon, granted on November 24, 1908 to Larry L. McCoy, and U.S. Patent 1,044,869 for a spoon with a tined edge, granted to Frank Emmenager in November 1912. Many of these inventions predated the use of the term spork. Given this significant prior art, the basic concept of combining aspects of a spoon and fork is well established. More modern patents have limited themselves to the specific implementation and appearance of the spork. These design patents do not prevent anyone from designing and manufacturing a different version of a spork. Examples of modern U.S. design patents for sporks include patent number D247153, issued in February 1978, and patent D388,664, issued in January 1998. When I was in high school, I used to make my own sporks by taking a plastic spoon and some scissors and cutting into it to make tines.
How sad.
Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you pretend to be Katie.
Thank you for listening to that message, everybody. Now let's get into the etymology of the spork. Etymology. The word spork originated in the early 20th century to describe such devices. In 1951, Hyde W. Ballard of Westtown, Pennsylvania, filed an application with the United States Patent Office, USPO, now the United States Patent and Trademark Office, to register spork as a trademark for a combination spoon and fork made of stainless steel. The Van Brode Milling Company subsequently registered spork for a combination plastic spoon, fork, and knife at the USPO on October 27, 1970, but the registration expired 20 years later. The word spork, accompanied by a stylized design, is registered in the U.S. in relation to hand tools in the name of a UK-based individual.
In the UK, Plastico Limited registered spork as a trademark in relation to cutlery with effect from September 18, 1975, registration number 1052291, now expired. The trademark is also registered in the UK in relation to gardening tools in the name of the same UK-based individual who owns US trademark registration number 251438-1. Another British company, Life Venture, sells titanium and plastic versions using the name Fork Spoon.
Fork Spoon is not as good.
Absolutely not.
In an unsuccessful lawsuit in 1999 where the company Regal Zone sought to invalidate Plastico Limited's UK registration for spork, Justice Neuberger wrote,
citation needed,
quote, I accept that the word spork involves a clever idea of making a single word by eliding the beginning of the word spoon and the end of the word fork. The fact that it is clever and the fact that the meaning of spork could be said to be obvious once it is explained does not mean that it is obvious what it is. Indeed, I would have thought that if one asked a person in 1975 what a spork was, he or she would not know. If one of them explained what it was and how the word came about, one might then be told that it was obvious or that it was clever.
Materials and uses. Materials such as stainless steel, silver, aluminium, titanium, copper, and polycarbonate plastic have been used in spork manufacturing. Plastic sporks are common in prisons in the United States because they are difficult to form into shiv-type weapons to attack other inmates. Pre-packaged meals may come with a disposable plastic spork. Sporks are also frequently used by backpackers, Boy Scouts, and other outdoors people, as they are a lightweight and space-saving alternative to carrying both a fork and spoon.
Why did you say aluminum wrong?
It's not wrong. That is the Australian pronunciation.
Yeah, but the Australian version, they put an extra I in it.
Yep.
It doesn't exist in what you just read.
That's true.
Okay. This has been the Wikipedia page for spork.
Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen. Except for X, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. Check us out on YouTube for more content. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your randomness.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. We will read it.